I gotta close all these emojis down here. Okay. Can't be posting sloths all day.
Welcome to the Dead Zone Podcast. Dead Zone is the sci-fi tabletop miniature skirmish game from Mantic Games. And now, here are your hosts, Rob Harper and Jack Fike. I am your announcer, William Randolph Wintergreen. And now, the Chop Shop with Community Pat.
Welcome to a very special episode of Dead Zone the Podcast. We're calling this one 88.5, and we're going to have Pat on to talk about the Dead Zone book coming out in the summer. Right, Pat?
Oh, yeah. How are you guys doing?
I'm Rob.
And I'm Jack.
And this is Dead Zone the Podcast, and thank you for listening. And Pat's going to give us all the information. He says he's going to hold some back, but we're not going to let him. We're going to drag it out of him.
This guy's, you'll have some.
Just a couple tidbits. Just a little whiffer.
Just enough to get you excited.
Well, we're already excited, but the book is, it's a Dead Zone compendium. Do we know the name of it yet?
Don't know the name of it yet. It's more, is it a compendium or is it a summer campaign book, I guess?
Well, it's got all the updated rules for everything though, right?
Yeah, what you're going to get, I can tell you, is you're going to get 4 new scenarios. You're going to get revised original scenarios. You're going to get new equipment and updated faction lists, as well as the faction list for the Nameless and their background stories.
Oh.
Yep, and the faction list for Maison Labs. If you know what Maison Labs is, it's the Star Saga minions.
So it's the bad guys in Star Saga.
Yep.
Yes, that was the one that everybody hinted at. It's coming out, the Maison Labs. And yeah, if you don't have Star Saga, buy it because it's awesome.
Now's your time to get it. Come get it at Adepticon.
But if not, you got to pick it up just for those guys. Because, yeah, all the miniatures are pretty cool looking. And if they have rules for Dead Zone, it's a must. So
yeah.
And then the Nameless, I assume, the actual faction, since the Wave 2 is coming out in June, that the actual faction is going to be coming out about the same time, all the miniatures?
Yeah, you're going to get the new faction list. You'll get the background. There should be new miniatures probably released fairly close, if not the same time.
And we've been checking out those all the previews that Mantic's been putting up of those miniatures, and they're looking cooler and cooler every time we look at them.
Yep. I'm kind of excited. Nameless, I can say, is going to be a very interesting list. lots of psychic abilities.
Oh.
And my favorite, the ink sack.
Jack, this sounds right up your alley.
I don't know. These little hints, these little, without context, your mind can run wild, I think.
Phrasing.
We're not doing phrasing anymore.
Yeah, no, the ink sack is going to be their version of the smoke bomb, actually.
That's cool.
Okay. So they're going to, the Nameless, we already know they're on the way. We have already seen hints and such. Is it going to be a book kind of built around this Nameless invasion? Like, is this going to be the event that this book, remember how Infestation was kind of the Veermen appearing? Is the Nameless like the big,
I think, big two
event, or is it just like, oh, they're also in the book?
No, I think it's going to revolve around the Nameless and the Maison Labs.
Oh, the Maison Labs are actually going to get some fluff too. That's cool.
Yeah.
It's not just added in because we have miniatures for them. They're actually going to have some backstory.
I think there's going to be some backstory, just like, but the Nameless is going to get the main backstory, yeah, for sure. I think it's actually a nice little getaway for the background story. You know, I can give you a basic rundown. Is that the Nameless? Their culture is basically a bunch of different religious sects. And then one of them has decided to rise up against the GCPS, and that's the sect that shows up in Dead Zone.
Oh, cool. Oh, that's neat. That's an interesting way to go, because then you could always have other ones showing up or changing things. Or...
Yeah, you know, or you can even backstory someone in another sect gets killed and then makes the other sect not want to rise up. Or, you know, you got plenty of room to play around with that.
You can have some nameless on nameless action.
Yeah, and then if there's a... other sects will allow you to kind of flush out your list, I guess, as far as theme-wise is concerned.
Right. Every release that they make after from now till the end of time, there's some wiggle room. There's a seed already planted, and if they look wildly different, oh, it's the other sect. If they act different, it's already predetermined that these are different fundamentally in some way. So you're kind of free to run wild, unlike other factions where, you know, when you release more Veermen, well, they're going to kind of look like Veermen. They're going to kind of act like Veermen for the most part. Here you're kind of like the chains are off. You can run wild.
The chains are off.
That was pretty metal, wasn't it?
Yeah. I almost went to Aretha Franklin with it.
She's very metal. And... the Maison Corp is neat because that's introducing the idea of that separate corporations might have their own lists. You already have the GCPS, which is a generic list, really.
Well, but, it's the Sevens Army.
Yes.
So the Maison Lab, this could be their own private army.
So once again, it opens up for future releases where you can have every different corporation could have their own army list. Or it's always good, and you can. Once again, you have the miniatures out there. You can paint them up wherever to look like.
Yeah, or you can make it your own quote unquote corporation army.
Yes, make your own up.
It could be the DZTP Corp army.
But what would their product be?
Angst and disdain.
I'm disdained. Does that mean Jack's angst?
And we're. Yeah.
We're also doing a Dead Zone summer campaign. And that's going to be part of that book, too.
That is correct. It's scheduled for July. And unlike the Kings of War campaign, where we use the Beast of War portal, we will have it on our own website. We will have 100% control of this.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about them starting at the wrong time or whatever.
Yeah, things like that, or being late because of vacations.
Yeah, you can control it yourself. That's always good. And you guys pretty much had to do that at the beginning of the Kings of War one anyway, so I think you proved that it was possible.
Yep. So I guess so. The premise of the summer campaign is it takes place on a planet that the Nameless have landed on. And depending on what happens, they'll do new miniatures for what's happening in the campaign.
Oh, that's cool.
It'll be a multiple route campaign depending on what faction does. Or what faction wins for each stage dictates which way the storyline goes.
That's very cool. I love these interactive campaigns that seem to be the thing to do now.
Yeah, so that's the gist of the summary campaign.
Nice. And once again, any faction can play in it, I assume. It doesn't have to be just Nameless?
No. It'll be whatever your group does, and, you know, each week, the scenario will be released, and then you guys just play it. Your GM or TO or Alpha Male will input the results in the website, and
you put in your battle report kind of at the website.
Exactly, and then
adds
we
the
will.
Stats to it.
Yep, and then as things progress through the story, we will then tally up the total, see the percentages. Yada yada, release the next scenario depending on which way the win ratio loss is, and continue to go until there is a clear and definite story arc where the Marauders are winning everything.
Oh. Well, that's never going to happen. We'll make sure of that. Can anyone, you don't have to be in a store, right? Like if Jack and I want to do some, we can put our battle reports in. It doesn't have to be. How organized do we have to be here?
That I don't know. I don't know if we've actually worked out the particulars on that, or maybe they have, and I just don't know it.
Because we have to make sure the Marauders don't win. That's going to be our new raison d'être.
Raison d'être.
But, yes, it's a, it sounds like a fun plan.
Yeah, I think the Dead Zone book is going to be a nice addition.
And does it work to consolidate all the FAQs and everything as well?
I think so. I think one of the things is to put all the rules in one book.
Okay. Yeah, it's always good. Any price points yet? Do you know any of the, what is, how much it's going to cost about?
I don't know, but if we follow Mantic pricing, it'll probably be $20, $20-$25.
That's like the Kings of War, Clash of Kings books.
Yeah,
it's about the same size, I assume then, or a bit bigger. Like
I think so, because it'll have the two factions. The Nameless will get the bulk. There'll be an errata of new rules and revisions, plus some new scenarios and the revised old scenarios. So maybe a little bit thicker.
Yeah, that's interesting. It's this is something that I think that Mantic has to do every year or every 6 months, throw out a book with updated lists, updated stuff, because it's always changing, especially if you get more lists. Obviously, we are looking forward to eventually getting a Merc list or a Merc book, which we don't know if it'll ever happen now, but it's those kind of things that we'd love to see more of this kind of stuff.
So, I mean, in the future, I'm sure. I don't know the feasibility of every 6 months, because then you fall into that power creep that we had with Dreadball, where we kept releasing the books because we needed to release the books instead of just letting this new book percolate and figure out what needs to be changed from that book.
Yeah, but not even rules. I'm hoping more for new factions or new lists and new. New missions, that kind of stuff. That'd be interesting.
Yeah, well, if anything, the factions will get their leaflets.
Yeah, elite lists and that. That's why we like the Nexus Eye and the Infestation book, and then this. It's those kind of books that just keep adding. Like, it's not, you don't have to have them. It just adds that little bit of more interest to the people who do play a lot.
Yeah, I agree. So, definitely we'll be releasing books again, but then. I don't know. Again, I don't know the feasibility of every year, just because
it might not be necessary just to be obligated to do it.
Yeah,
you know, just to do it when you need to do it, rather than to.
Because if we did one every year, then we would have the Clash of Kings, the Dead Zone, and Warpath would need one. So I don't know if we have enough writers.
Well,
that's why you have rules committees.
Yeah.
I am glad to see that Dead Zone this year seems to be getting a little bit of love. Like, kind of felt abandoned, not Dreadball abandoned, but a little bit abandoned for a while there. But things have really, it's coming up Dead Zone. That's nice.
Yeah, it comes full circle. I mean, Dead Zone was one of our biggest games. It still is one of our biggest games, and it won't be abandoned. Don't ever feel like it'll be abandoned. We're gonna love this game till it gets old.
Oh, and then you'll just crawl in the bed with it and will yourself to die alongside it.
Exactly, it'll be like that Robin Williams movie where he's a robot,
and he just yelled, "Good morning, Vietnam."
Was he a robot in Good Morning Vietnam?
That was the undertext, I think.
Oh,
that was if you really just suss out all the details, you can kind of figure it out.
Yeah, people in the know knew that it's all about the secret government robot programs in Vietnam. That's what that movie's about.
Ah, it was the context. I get it.
Mm-hmm. Why dressed up like a clown and terrified sick children? I don't know, but...
Yes, it makes no sense. The whole thing, it's just a cover story. That's all it is.
It is.
Yeah, it's meant to be confusing.
Well, government, you know. Cover stories are a must.
We do have some questions from the public here.
Okay.
Just a couple here. Somebody wants to know if there's any official build rules for making your own units, like Striders or equivalent for the Asterians. Like, will Mantic ever make a way to make your own units officially? As it is now, we kind of do that anyways, but...
I don't know if there'll be a vehicle build rule set or not.
That'd be something cool that... just a unit builders kind of thing where you, okay, this is your baseline, this many points, you give them this many points. We tried it in version 1. I think it worked okay.
Yeah. But, well, if we did it, it might be an optional rule set.
Yeah,
not obviously. Not an official rule set, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's like elite list. You're never going to have them in tournaments because they're so crazy. But same idea. If you want it for home games or home things, home campaigns, you might want that kind of fun stuff.
I won't say no, but I can't say that it's on the horizon.
I can say that we'll probably do it. We'll put out a book for all that stuff.
Yeah.
Dead Zone, the podcast, will cover your... We don't need Mantic to make these kind of rules. We'll do it ourselves.
Yeah, when you go to Cafe Press to print your book.
That's right. you don't need books nowadays. It's all PDFs anyways. Nobody actually needs hard copies.
You're right. You just release it in a PDF. It'll come on Kindle.
That's right. You can read it on your Kindle. Also, someone wants to know if Manticle has any interest in having things like similar to GW, chapter info or color schemes for Warpath Universe. Or is that too much like GW? I think Mantic tends to like let people do what they want, right?
I think so, too. But if we do go that direction, it'll be more about the corporations because it's not – the Warpath Universe is not set up like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There is the Enforcer army, and if you read the fluff, and that's already there, and they talk about it. And I think they even talk about the color schemes in the fluff for each different fleet that guards whatever part of this whatever sphere they're in.
Yeah, that's all in the Warpath source book, which is a really good source. Even if you're not into Warpath, to get that for Dead Zone it's really expands the universe for sure.
Yeah, it and since it's Warpath and Dead Zone's part of the Warpath universe, it all translates down, even down into the Dreadball. But then again, we fall into that corporation thing. So, because there's so many corporations with just the Big Seven, if we did something, it would be for just the Big Seven, and then whatever minor corporation out there is, whatever you want to make, you know. Because I feel like the GCPS are hired mercs, anyways. According to the story, what's that book again with the vermin?
Oh, Jack, what is the name of that book? You're reading it. You were reading it.
I did read it. The First Strike?
First Strike.
Yeah, and, you know, those guys there are not – they just work for the corporations. They're not even really part of the corporation, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, their own, like, mercenary groups that the corporations hire. And
it's hard to say if there's even a unified color scheme for that. So just fitting in with the universe, it doesn't feel like that we would need to put that out there because – of the looseness of I guess the fluff in the armies, how they work.
Yeah. I've never really understood that for why you need the color schemes. Like, do it yourself. Like
yeah. Well, I mean, there's always because someone wanted say like you want to be the gray and yellow guys, I forget what fleet they are. You know, that's your base so color scheme for those guys. And but that just falls back to the old GW ways, and so. But then again, people then made their own chapter colors anyway. So
yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I think that's just how GW started it. In the end, it turns out most people made their own chapters with their own color and their own history, and you could still do that with your Enforcer units or your GCPS groups or your Rebs, whatever.
Or your Asterians, anything. So
make up your own background, make up your own color scheme. I think
And I think we talked about this earlier with the nameless sects.
Yes. Yeah, that too.
You'll just make your own colors up.
Yep, they might have specific stripes or something on their
Yeah, I mean the ones that we talk about in the book and in our display models, that might be the color scheme, but you know.
Yeah, I always find it funny when people want to do exactly what Mantic does for color schemes. I'm always like, why? Like that's already done.
Because it looks good.
Well, it looks fine, but to do it yourself, do it something different. Like even Jack was saying before, like he likes to do different things.
I can see when you see something that looks really good and to test yourself and you try and make it. I've watched people try and paint the model to look exactly like you could put the magazine, say the White Dwarf magazine or the photo from the catalog right behind it and trying to make it look identical. Like there's an art to it. There's I don't know, making an exact forgery, the skill involved or the challenge of that. But for playing a game where you want to, you know, make it your own, little touch of little flair when someone looks at it and goes, oh, wow. You know, you can see there's a part of you in it.
Yeah, I agree.
So the answer is no. They'll never put out official color schemes.
Never say never.
Well, yeah. But, yeah. Well, a lot of people also want to just know, they see a cool color and they want to know how you made that color. That'd be something they could, you get your painters to put out, like, how did you do this color? Like, what paints did you use? What mix? That more tutorial kind of things is interesting. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, we can definitely release that in a blog, though.
Or yeah, or start using your YouTube channel that you never use, really.
Well, yeah, there's that too. I'm not in charge of that.
I know.
Occasionally, Crazy Bobby will come on there, and I don't know. I love that character, so I don't mind.
Well, I know there's going to be some Dreadball commercials coming soon, so.
That's good. I'm a fan. I'm unrepentantly a fan of Crazy Bobby.
Who isn't? Like, how could you not love Crazy Bobby?
I don't know how.
Crazy Bobby's a good guy.
It's just so funny, his American accent. I think that just makes it. So, anything else about the book or the campaign coming up you can think of, you can share with us, Pat?
That's all I have for now.
For now. I noticed you prefaced it.
Yeah, we'll have to check in when it's getting closer.
Yeah, check in a couple more months. Check in after Adepticon.
Okay. That's when all the excitement happens, eh?
That is correct. After Adepticon, life as we know it will be a little bit better.
Okay. Or after a little, you know, social lubrication and the exhaustion has set in, a little of the con crud is taking its toll on you. Maybe we might be able to pry a little something outside of you.
That's right.
Well, actually, we have someone better there. Ronnie's there. I think that'd be more likely to get something out of him than Pat. Pat's he's a good soldier. He doesn't give up secrets, but Ronnie's a leaky ship, that guy.
We could have Pat here with electrodes on his nipples. He's not going to say a word. Ronnie will sit down and go, hello, everybody. I'm glad to be here. And then all of a sudden, just this torrent of all these secrets that Pat's had for a month. Yeah.
Here are the launch codes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yep. Well, it's good to keep in contact. We'll be back after Adepticon. Well, you're going to do a post. Well, the next episode is going to be the Adepta Prep. And then after Adepticon, we'll do the post Adepticon talk. We'll do the debrief.
Maybe we'll do a at Adepticon.
Yes,
we are going to do something.
We're going to try. We always try.
What's Adepta Prep? 82?
81 is Adepta Prep.
Episode. This we're going to do an 80. All right, we're going to do an 81.25 at Adepticon.
Yeah, we'll try something. Well, I want to do a lot of interviews.
I'm not going to call it a 0.5 because it's Adepticon. We might get 5 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No,
little quick ones we can throw. That'd be nice.
It's going to require a name with panache. I'm going to call it Adeptifest, and it's just going to be all of the recordings we do, and just, you know, however bits that trickle out or epic sagas we do with, like, be outside of the normal canon.
Yeah, we'll have to try to. We do have the Dead Zone TV. We might try to do some live stuff doing that too. So we'll have to check that out.
All right,
do some tests.
Avenues. We have avenues.
Yeah. Well, thanks for hanging out, Pat. The next episode, we're going to talk more about Adepticon. So do come back for that. It'll be next week. And thank you again.
No problem.
We'll see you at Adepticon.
You got it. Hey, this is Pat Lewis, North American Community Manager for Mantic Games, and you are listening to Dead Zone, the podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Dead Zone podcast. I have been your announcer, William Randolph Wintergreen. Visit the website, deadzonegame.podbean.com. Email your hosts at deadzonepodcast@gmail.com. On Twitter, you can follow the show at Dead Zone Podcast. The Dead Zone Podcast is a production of Vinlando Time Radio Productions.